It's been nearly 7 years since Republican Governor Don Cicchieri and General Assembly Democrats, led by disgraced House Speaker Gordon Fox, rammed this $75 million deal through the State House. As usual, one lesson of this is that nothing good happens after midnight at the Capitol. After this wee hours deal was approved, it quickly unraveled. Shortly after burning through all the state money, retired Red Sox star pitcher Curt Schilling's adolescent dream of running a video game company went bankrupt. The finger-pointing and blame game surged into high gear. It hasn't let up since. The torturous drip of documents from the state's successful lawsuits to recover money from the lawyers and financial advisors who collaborated in the deal have blanketed Rhode Islanders under a blizzard of cynicism. Now comes the latest face-off, this time between two Democrats, Governor Gina Raimondo and Attorney General Pete Kilmartin. Raimondo wants to overturn long-standing legal tradition by making the grand jury report from the criminal investigation public. Kilmartin doesn't. The matter is headed to court as both sides bulk up their legal arguments. In Rhode Island, there's one thing we know about legal and political turmoil. There's always a deal. Lawyers often say a bad settlement's better than a good trial, but this case doesn't fit the formula. It's like being almost pregnant. Either you are or you aren't. So either the grand jury records get opened or they don't. The tradition of grand jury secrecy is as venerable as English common law, says Nikki Koukas, a law professor at Roger Williams University. Courts and prosecutors take grand jury secrecy very seriously. Disclosures are banned for good reasons. It helps prevent subjects from fleeing. When the grand jury ends, it protects the reputation of grand jury subjects, especially those who don't face any charges. In Rhode Island, cases where grand jury documents have been made public, such as the Station nightclub fire case, the court linked the disclosures to related civil lawsuits, says law professor Koukas. This isn't at stake here, as the documents from the 38 Studios lawsuits have already been released. The revelations from those documents were damning. The worst was the role of Fox, who is now serving a federal prison sentence for a bribery and corruption scam unrelated to 38 Studios. It turned out that Fox was involved in shaping a deal for a state subsidy to Schilling nearly a year before the agreement became public. Then he hid the details from rank-and-file lawmakers so the plan could be pushed into law with scant debate or oversight. One of those lawmakers was Kilmartin. Like almost every other state rep, he voted for it. Now he's saying the grand jury records shouldn't be disclosed. He's on firm legal ground. It's the politics he's got a problem with. In politics, perception often trumps reality. You can believe that Kilmartin kept his hands off the 38 Studios investigation, letting the professional prosecutors in his office make the call on whether there was evidence of criminal conduct. Still, Kilmartin could have stanched the river of cynicism by publicly recusing himself from the entire matter and appointing a special prosecutor. Raimondo's request for opening the grand jury books looks blatantly political. She's long been frustrated with the 38 Studios mess and the negative Rhode Island as national laughingstock media coverage it has generated. She had nothing to do with it, and during her 2010 campaign for state treasurer, she denounced it. But she dropped the ball after becoming governor. During her 2014 governor campaign, she promised an independent investigation of this disaster. After taking office, she never followed up, probably thinking that this controversy would evaporate after the civil suits were settled. Now she's running to the court to bail herself out of a bad political decision, hoping a judge will overturn a long-standing legal precedent and release the documents. For Raimondo, the best outcome could be for a judge to refuse to open the grand jury. Then she could blame the courts for hampering an independent investigation and go back to worrying about the state budget, patching up relations with House Speaker Nick Mattiello, and fixing UHIP, the state's troubled public benefit system.